These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
What's happening, everybody? Dustin here with the Top 6 Podcast. Hey, I wanted to do this quick before we started this episode. The reason we're doing this episode is because it was requested by loyal listener and my good friend, Carrie Hover. I totally forgot to mention him and why we were doing the episode in our initial recording. So that's pretty much it. Also, was having audio issues importing the jingles and slogans from the Port Allegheny Hunks that have been on the last couple of episodes. So that won't be on this one either. And there was probably a 2-3 minute stretch towards the back half of this episode where my audio was very laggy and annoying to listen to. So I promise you it's not the whole time. It's just that little sliver of this episode. So tough it out. It writes itself at the end. You know, we're not going to re-record or anything because we're not, we're just not that professional. So here we go. This is a fun episode. Enjoy.
It's the Top 6, they'll be dishing. Enjoy the banter and bitching. So relax all of your body and please kick back and just listen. Debate whatever they want. Who really cares if they're drunk? It's the freaking Bernards on the mic countdown from 6 to 1. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Top 6 Podcast.
What up, what up?
Hey, George, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. Chad's running a little behind.
A little behind, huh? Wonder what he's up to.
Whew! I made it.
Hey, little brother, how you doing?
Good, good. I got one of those, like a ice cream treat for the show tonight.
Me too. I'm eating a Snickers ice cream bar.
You know what? Swamp ass season started. I figured, hey, might as well get a nice ice cream for the show.
Yeah, I don't have ice cream. I'm drinking a Natterdays. So unofficial sponsor, Natty Light.
A little early for that, Dust. It's only Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, good point. Touche. Yeah, I had a banging grilled chicken salad. Now I'm enjoying a nice Snickers ice cream bar.
All right. So, yeah, our research assistant was listening to the last episode, and she had to shut it off because she got grossed out by whoever was eating. So, just keep eating.
Wasn't me.
It probably was you, actually. You're notorious.
I can hear you slurping on your ice cream cone.
Yeah, that's me eating right now, but it wasn't me last time.
Well, then I listened closer, and she said that a bag was crinkling, too, and it was just me typing. So,
oh, yeah. I have a cone. Fuck.
Chad, where'd you get that from?
The grocery store.
Oh, okay. Well, just wondering.
Yeah, we got one of those snow bunnies or whatever.
What's that banging creamery in Dubois?
Meadows.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meadows is banging. I love it.
Yeah, the Meadows is fantastic. All right, so I don't think we really have to do any housekeeping or, we'll get through the stuff, yada, yada, yada. Follow us on Twitter. If you're a new listener, the way this podcast works, Jordy, the middle bro, throws out a trivia question to see who says their top six list first. But first, we are going to tell you guys what we're actually going to be doing first. How's that sound? We are going to go through the top six ad slogans and jingles. Top six advertising slogans and jingles. This brought back some fun memories, fellas.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're going super corporate tonight. It's all about companies, you know, and I think a good slogan really puts that company in your mind. Whether you are influenced or not, it's all about that mind space. And a good slogan can go a long way. A lot. There's some nostalgia with a lot of them, for sure.
Yeah, I didn't really have to do much research. I mean, this is corporate America. We're living in it. We are exposed to it daily. It was pretty easy to come by.
Yeah, and of course, you know, wherever anybody's listening from, I'm sure you've got your regional, you know, car salesman, you know, push, pull, drag it down, and we'll give you 500 down or something like that. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, obviously some pretty famous advertising slogans and jingles out there that we want to reminisce about. And Chad, I wanted to just get your thoughts on one of the interactions we had on Twitter recently with John Boy Media. What are your thoughts on that, bud?
Oh, I love it. It just shows, you know, Top Six, they pull topics. We do topics that relate to everybody, and including John Boy Media, super awesome baseball podcast, an entire network of shows they got going on, very entertaining. And he graced us with five picks for his slogans, which we wanted six, but we got five from him, which is kind of lame, but I don't like him any less.
Yeah, and that was Jimmy, right?
Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy O'Brien.
Jimmy O'Brien. So I do have his top five list here. Yeah, he didn't do six. He said right in the tweet, he didn't give this a ton of thought. So that's totally fine. But I've got his five real quick. I'm going to run through them. Rapid fire, Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. Also, Mr. O'Brien, if you're looking for a, you know, a trendy ranking type podcast, we would like to get put on a, you know, maybe a 10 episode deal where we can prove ourselves to you. So anyway, here's John Boy's list. Number one, top six advertising slogans and jingles, cars for kids. Not going to lie, I don't know what that is.
No idea what the fuck that is.
Number two, Oscar Mayer. So he had to clear it up with Oscar Mayer, who replied in that tweet as well, asking him which jingle. So it was the my wiener has a first name? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I don't know, but I listened to that jingle on YouTube, and it's fucking terrible.
Yeah, number three, he picked Kit Kat. Can't argue with that.
Nope, you cannot. That's classic.
Number four, Toys R Us. Can't argue with that one. And number five, Folgers. Can't argue with that one either.
Yep, true that. Speaking of great jingles, guys, I actually wrote a jingle for tonight's episode.
Okay, do you want to save it? Want to just
No, I want to bang it out right now. I'm so excited to share it, guys. It's all right, for Straub Beer, our unofficial sponsor. I love Straub so much. So I wrote a jingle.
Go ahead.
Wow.
All right, guys, here we go. No guitar. Sorry, Chad. I should have had you make some licks for me. I'll do it a cappella.
Yeah, do it.
All right, here we go. Straw beer. If you're diabetic and want booze, look no further than Straw beer. It's refreshing and so tasty. Look no further than Straw beer. Even if you're not diabetic, and you just want to wet your whistle, crack on open a Straw beer and suck on it like a nipple. Straw beer. Buy local.
Whew,
I mean, this appeals to everyone in the world. There are two types of people in this world. People who are diabetic and people who aren't diabetic. It's genius. I mean, Don Draper...
Yeah, It doesn't, though, because you say buy local at the end. Some, you know, someone in Idaho.
Well, I'll ship it to local. I'll ship it to you from Norway to Idaho. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm going to ship it to you. So
it just makes it tastes local, even if it's not local.
Yeah. Don Draper would be creaming in his tidy whiteys over this marketing slogan. It's
ooh, John
genius.
Hamm, not a hunk. No, not a hunk. So
not a hunk, but a marketing genius, though. And Mad Men.
Not a bad jingle, Jord. Not on my top six, but not bad.
Ah, shit. All right. I tried, though. I mean,
yeah, Jordy, that was better than I thought it was going to be. You did go heavy with the diabetic theme, but.
Yeah, hey, kind of like leaned into that hard, didn't I?
Hey, Jordy, speaking of Straub, I was thinking when we used to go to St. Mary's for baseball, they always played whatever radio station was out of St. Mary's. It might have been the Hound or something like that.
The Mountain?
The Mountain, yeah.
The Mountain, yeah. Classic rock.
they did. Straub did have a little song. I don't know the whole thing, but it started out with saying, "Hey, Bob, how about a Straub?" So,
ooh, damn, I never heard that.
Yeah, so I don't know the rest of it, but I like yours. Maybe you can. We'll let them know that there's a jingle for Straub in the episode. Maybe they'll listen to it and play it while they're giving people tours of the brewery.
That would be amazing. You know, shout out to all the diabetics out there and non-diabetics. We love you.
That's right. All right. So let's get our Don Draper on and drink some scotch and molest our secretaries. All right. So let's go. All right. So the top six ultimate ad slogans and jingles. Jordy will do a trivia question between me and Chad. Let's do it. Let's see who goes first.
Okay, let me pull up the trivia questions, guys. All right, here we go. What name is given to the fruit of an oak tree?
Wait. Oh, fruit?
Well, what name is given to the fruit of an oak tree?
Would that be an acorn?
Yes, Dusty, you're correct.
Oh,
it's fruit. Not really a fruit. It's more like a nut, but it's considered a fruit, I guess.
Oh, boy. One of those fruits that people don't know it's a fruit situation.
Well,
shout
I think
to tomatoes.
Jeez. Tomatoes.
Boo.
We might have to do top six fruits one of these episodes.
Yeah, definitely for this summer.
Acorn's not fucking making it.
No, it's
it
not.
Might. A sleeper.
It's not. All right. So let me go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and get my top six top six ad slogans and jingles list going rapid fire. I will be singing it if it requires the jingle. Okay. So here we go. Number six, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Number five, what happens here stays here. Of course. What city am I talking about, boys?
I know what you did last summer.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. Number four, melts in your mouth, not in your hands. M&M's. Number three, give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Kit Kat.
Sweet,
bar.
Sweet ass.
Oh. All right. Number three, got milk.
No, I don't.
Wait. That was number two for me. Sorry. Got milk?
Is that a jingle?
Got
slogan.
Milk. It's a slogan, you turd.
Okay, Jesus.
Get your mind off of Jesse Kotsopoulos and Joey Gladstone. We're not just doing jingles here. It's slogans and jingles.
Okay.
Ooh, shots fired.
Number one, just do it.
Oh, man. You don't even sound happy about that.
Well, Jordy... buzzkill.
Run it back, boy. Buck, buck.
Jordy, you're just a pig. You're a pig that needs slaughtered. All right.
Pigs are smart.
All right. So number six, Folgers, the best part of waking up. Number five, what happens here stays here, baby. Number four, melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Number three, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Number two, got milk, which was technically an ad by the California Milk Processor Board, but basically it's just about milk. It's to encourage the consumption of milk.
Yeah, some board member,
yeah,
you know, who was sleeping through the whole meeting, and they got around the table to them, and they were just like, "Hey, you got a slogan? We're throwing out ideas." He just looked around and saw, like, oh, yeah, we're on the milk. We're doing the milk thing. I don't know. Got milk? Bam. Bo Jackson, baby.
Brilliant. Yeah, Bo Jackson. I think of this, the Williams sisters, and also Stone Cold. I tweeted the picture of it earlier. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Two glasses.
It's everywhere. Like everywhere. I mean, such a simple just question. Because it's like those celebrities were asking it. And it's like, if you don't have milk, you're not as cool as us. And it's like, I want to be cool like Stone Cold. I mean, he's crushing beers on TV, but apparently he loves milk. I don't know.
It's not for one specific brand, though, is it?
It doesn't matter.
It's just milk.
Milk in general?
Yeah. just for milk and strong bones. And then number one might be the simplest of all, just do it. Of course, Nike. So
simple. Simple is better, you know?
Simple. Keep it simple. All right. So, Jord, your turn, bud.
All right. To be honest, guys, I went down the jingle route. I was in a jingle mode. I did not have slogans on my mind at all.
Jingle boy.
Yep, I'm the old jingle boy. All right, number seven, guys.
Jingle, jingle, Jordy.
I've always loved this one.
Wait,
Ricola.
Oh, that's good. But you said number seven or six?
Six.
You said seven.
Well, six.
God, right. You're doing seven. John Boy's doing five. We're forgetting what we're doing here, people.
All right.
Ricola. All right. Number six was Ricola. Number five, shout out to the Foo Fighters. They parodied this in a music video. I got the Mentos commercial, the Mentos jingle.
No, fuck that. Well, Foo Fighters suck.
What is it?
I don't know all of it. Mentos freshness. Na, 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 na.
Okay. Man, I am going to fight you on that one.
Jordy.
No.
Two for two on mouth candy so far. Go ahead.
This is far from mouth candy, but there's a nice tight little piece of ass in the commercial. Oh, geez. I took it too far. All right. Number four, guys, the Education Connection jingle. The very first
one. Oh, my God.
The original. The first one is a catchy as fuck jingle. Like I said, there's a waitress busting her tight little ass trying to make ends meet. And she signs up for online college, and she's singing about it and shaking her tight little tush.
She's kind of rapping, too, a little bit. Right?
Wait, yeah, she's spitting on it and nice melody to it.
What is it?
You'll have to look it up. Look up the original from 2008 or 2009. It's on YouTube.
Jordy, so far, your list is terrible.
I love it, though.
All right.
I would say that
number
one's
three.
A,
number
a
three.
Better video than it is a jingle. It's a funny YouTube video at this point.
I love the jingle, Chad. It's my list. Okay, number three, guys. This is still popular to this day. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh,
that's like
man.
A jingle and a slogan. I mean,
all right. You know, that one's good. You know, that's been around since like 1971, I think.
Exactly. And you got Aaron Rodgers in the commercials now. You got Drake. You got Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
All the insurance ones, just I don't like them.
Okay, number two. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving
it. Ooh, number two, I'm loving it. All right.
Also, shout out to the Justin Timberlake song, I'm loving it. I mean, it looks like it was filmed right in the middle of the movie Phone Booth, like right in that era.
Yeah, like right in the middle of the streets.
Yeah, like a shaky kind of like camera right in the heart of the streets and the sidewalks.
Phones everywhere. People just moving.
Yeah, I'm loving that jingle. I'm loving that music video.
Was it? Oh, Phone Booth. That's a movie that popped up in a video I was watching, like talking about pacing of a movie where there's ups and downs. You know, there'll be an action scene and then like some, like they're talking like in a diner just to cool it down. Phone Booth is like nothing but like tense, just intensity constantly. Until he finally comes out and he's like, take the shot. Just shoot me. Just take the shot.
Dude, what a good movie. I love it.
Wow. Yeah, that's in the like, if it's on TV, I'll watch it. Maybe we got to do a top six, like, on TV, watch it type movies. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's got to be a word for it.
Shawshank.
Ooh. That was just good. I don't know. Anyways, I think I know what your number one is, George.
Yeah, you guys know it's Kit Kat. Give me a break.
Was that your number one candy bar too?
It was.
Uh-oh, somebody's Kit Kat's paying Jordy.
Little jingle boy, Kit Kat Hall of Fame.
Giving you those little Kit Kat checks in the
Kit
alleyway.
Kit Kat kickback.
Kit Kat kickback.
All right, Jordy, run it back.
All right, I'll run it back, boys. Number six, Ricola. Number five, the Mentos freshener. Chad, you love it. Four, Education Connection. Number three, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Number two, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Number one, Kit Kat, give me a break.
All right. I almost think a better slogan for State Farm is khakis.
Khakis?
Yeah, it's like a side, just nice reference there. I
iconic
mean, not...
line, commercial line, yeah.
Well, you know, insurance companies are all right because you think of the Allstate. I think of you're in good hands with Allstate, but the big net behind the field goal posts, college football has the hands that catch the football. I mean, that's pretty
good. You're in good hands. You got to say like Pedro Serrano from Major League.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, they fake ass Denzel. Like freaking 75% of their revenue on commercial. See him like
yeah, he's a fake ass Darnzell though.
Liberty, that's the worst
one. Ew, Chad, you get
that's terrible.
Ew.
Yeah,
that's your six, Chad.
No, hell no.
Ew.
My number six is Do the Do Mountain Dew.
Ugh, come on, that ain't no jingle.
To the world in 93, just like me, baby. Do
that ain't no jingle.
Do. No shit, 40. It's a slogan.
Gordy, it's slogan, bud.
Number five, and I just realized my six and five are about doing it. Just do it. So I think Prince would be happy with my six and five.
Fuck yeah, he would.
He did it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Number four, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Hell yeah. I love in my research, watched the 80s version of that. And it's this family man with a few kids, and he wakes up next to his beautiful wife in a beautiful home, but none of that shit measures up to the damn thing he's putting in his cup. You know what I mean?
That's right.
they have no chance. All right. Number three, this one it's just genius to me. And it's become a saying too. It's elevated past the slogan, in my opinion. The breakfast of champions, Wheaties.
Nice.
It's just, oh, man. It's like if you want to be a champion, eat this shit in the morning. I got two morning. I'm the morning boy today.
Yeah. You know, I had that on my list, man.
It's like, you know, you eat something in the morning. And you're like, breakfast of champions.
Well, yeah. Yeah. The athletes that are on the box, like the champions on the Wheaties box.
Yeah. Inclusive, you know? You got those little leaguers looking at the box like, oh, man. I'm going to be like Sammy Sosa, you know?
I'd rather suck on a Ricola in the morning.
Number two, give me a break of that Kit Kat bar. Hell yeah. That's just...
Two, huh?
It's good because it plays on the product. No one else can't do that.
I smell your number one.
What is it?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it. Yep, it is. I fought it. I'm like, I'm not putting McDonald's number one. Come on, get out of here. But it's not annoying. And it's just like, if you say it, you're just complimenting like the thing.
Have some banging coffee though, for real.
It's pretty smart. Coffee. And also the Timberlake thing, you know, I mean, the song's good, and he just shows. I think this technically counts as a Timberlake appearance if he makes it.
Yep, another appearance from the legend Timberlake.
You might have passed Eminem. Listeners, if you don't know what we're talking about, just look back on our other episodes, and there's usual suspects that pop up on our lists often. Timberlake, whew.
Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Jordan, yeah.
Kit Kat.
All right.
Yeah, Kat. I guess.
I like the list. Yeah, Kit Kats. Hey,
run it. Run it back.
Quick. Yeah, run them back.
Run it back. Number six, do the do. Number five, just do it. Jeez. Number four, the best part of waking up, Folgers. Number three, breakfast of champions, Wheaties. Number two, Kit Kat. And number one, I'm loving it.
All right, awesome. Awesome. So, yeah, there's some near misses that I had on there. But first, let me run through a list of our unofficial sponsors. Of course, Sheetz, but also Nike, the California Milk Processor Board, Kit Kat, M&M's, Las Vegas, Folgers, McDonald's, Wheaties.
Hold on, you're missing one.
Bombas.
What about a little company called CVB Media, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
The reason I bring that up is I was hoping you guys would help us, CVB Media, come up with a slogan. We don't have one. So maybe by the end of the episode, as a bonus, like, you can help me out.
I've already shot my load with the Straub jingle.
I don't blame you. Maybe you can, yeah, give it some time, let it build up again.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. And our official sponsor is, another unofficial sponsor, John Boy Media. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for that, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he should have done six. It's on him.
Yeah, he should have done six. Our official sponsor, we have the CEO, founder, and president here on our podcast, Mr. Chad Bernard, the dude for CBB Media. Take it away for 30 seconds, weasel.
We are a modern media company, everybody. We love the power of video and its effectiveness in today's digital landscape, and we want everyone, whether it's with their phone or with us, to take advantage of video. And those sound like slogans, but our real slogan is, we don't have one. See, I need help. I don't know. See, I was thinking, all right, it's video related. You know, we want people to see more videos.
Let the listeners throw some suggestions on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. Here's an idea. How about let them watch? No, that's weird. That's weird. Oh! That's like Prince's slogan.
Let him watch.
Yeah, we might not be able to get to it by the end of the episode as far as a jingle goes, but you could do something. I know CVB is a play on your initials, but you could have something like creative, visionary, brilliant. So CVB. And
that's kind of sniffing your own farts, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
How about video or content of champions? Twitter, help us out. Now. Follow us on Twitter. Shout out suggestions. We'll tweet out about it. And we need your help.
I kind of like content of champions. Pretty good. It's pretty good.
I want Twitter to beat that.
That's a Wheaties knockoff.
So this is an opportunity to engage with our Sixers. And
Six kittens.
Oh my god,
sex kittens.
I like six kittens. I said sex kittens last time, but
only makes it sound like we have six fans.
Six kittens.
Obviously, we need help with some copy. Everybody, help us out.
All right, so let's get this ultimate top six ad slogans and jingles list done. So I'm seeing just by rank and file here, I'm seeing a clear number one. It's got to be Kit Kat.
No, number one. I don't want to do that because Jordy's getting money from Big Kit Kat. I know it.
Chad, I don't really think he is.
Hey, a boy's got to eat.
What do you think he's munching on every episode?
Well, hey.
I had a fucking Snickers ice cream bar, Chad.
Oh, you're cut off now.
I ain't no sellout, Chad.
Hey, so if it makes you feel bad, McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm all right with it.
Kit Kat 1, McDonald's 2.
Man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Top six ultimate ads and jingles. Number one, Kit Kat Bar. Number two, Mickey D's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. All right, so number three, it gets a little. Me and Chad have Nike. Jordy doesn't have Nike.
It wasn't even on my honorable mentions. I had Chia.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And I had Uh-Oh SpaghettiOs and also clap on, clap off the clapper.
Jordy did top six shit you see at 3 a.m. when you can't sleep.
What part of ad slogans didn't you understand? You just thought it was in rant.
I was in a jingle zone. I'm the jingle boy.
Okay, well, I'm going to cola. That's not even a jingle. That's just someone saying the name. Like,
well, it's a slogan then. It's a jingle. They say it in a melodic way with that horn. The horn's blowing. Ricola.
I know how it goes, but all right. So let's
just do it. Is so iconic, though. Like, so is best part of waking up.
Yeah, I considered Folgers too. Actually,
I just love that commercial. Like,
I don't.
You could have this great, beautiful family with this beautiful house and a golden retriever, white picket fence, and the coffee's still gonna be.
I'm surprised none of us picked America Runs on Duncan.
That's I thought about it, but then I don't know.
It just doesn't stand out as much.
It doesn't last. Yeah, no.
It doesn't kick you in the dick like the other ones.
One of my favorites in my research, I don't come across this in my daily life ever, but I saw that Ferrari's was "We Are the Competition," and I'm like, "Whoa, that's badass. That's pretty cool." But it's not like popular enough. Or
no, it's like elitist. You know?
Yeah. All right, so here's what I'm thinking. Top six. That's number one. Give me a break. Piece of that kid bar. Number two. Ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it. Number three, Just Do It, because it's iconic. You know exactly what that swoosh means. You see that swoosh. Number four, Folgers in your cup.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, options. I wanna fight for the Las Vegas, because you hear that phrase and you immediately know the city is being referenced. The lights, the dirtiness, the glare, it's just rooted in mystery and granting the ability for visitors to become whoever they want.
Sin City, yeah.
Vegas. People connect with Las Vegas because they go there and can bang a...
It's pretty ballsy, like... You know, they committed to that debauchery, mysterious angle, which is interesting for sure. I mean, you know, some places they're like signs say like, you know, keep it beautiful, don't litter.
Yeah, Vegas.
And this one's like, we won't say shit if you don't say shit.
Exactly. And be an easy, cheesy, if you're at work, like in a conference room. Like, yeah, what happens in the conference room stays in the conference room. Am I right, guys?
That's true. You know, I think you're on the right track. That's the mentality I have with Breakfast of Champions. It's become a saying, but I do think the one that you said is more common, you know, because you have to be like, Breakfast of Champions is almost like they say it as a joke, you know, Breakfast of Champions. But what happens in the whatever stays in the whatever. That's pretty... Right. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think we should spot in. Guess what happens here stays here at number five. And then number six, we have a couple of options. We can do, so Got Milk is still out there. Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Breakfast of Champions, Do the Do. And Jordy has freaking Ricola and Mentos and Education.
No, I got the Education Connection one. We need a classic jingle on there.
That's not classic because I have no clue what that is.
Well, you've heard it before. I guarantee it. Go on YouTube after this episode and look it up.
No, I mean, you have to know if you say these jingles and slogans, you have to know what brand and company it references. Is Educational Connection a company or is that like the name of the music video that you watched? I have no idea.
Education Connection. Look it up on YouTube.
It's basically, it reminds me of a parody video. Like, it's just like a viral video at this point, I think. You know?
I'm never going to watch it on YouTube, Jordy, so it's not going on our list.
Well, what about State Farm then?
State Farm is solid. I think we got to have an insurance company in there.
Yeah, it's a slogan and an ad.
I don't think we should have an insurance company in there.
But we all have everyone in the world. We all have insurance. Everyone listening probably has insurance.
I can make the same case about cereal. I bet you more people have cereal than insurance.
Chad, it's a listen. It's a slogan It's a slogan and a jingle.
Cereal is a different, it's in its own arena, the way insurance is. Think of all the other ones, like, you know, Silly Rabbit, Tricks Are for Kids. They're great. Like, all that shit. And I think Breakfast of Champions is, like, the champion of that. So it's cereal or insurance. I mean,
I'd say milk. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You don't see that many Wheaties commercials now. You don't hear people buzzing about Wheaties commercials and Wheaties boxes. It's not as big as it used to be.
Hey, Chad. Because you're not 8 years old anymore.
Hey, Chad.
Listen, Jordy, I paid my taxes and voted on the same day the other day.
Chad, listen. Aaron Rodgers is in a State Farm commercial. You're a huge Packers fan. You have to show him some love.
Honestly, if I'm a Packers fan right now, and I am, he's not being very nice to the Packers. But maybe the Packers aren't nice. All I know is if he was on a Wheaties box, I would agree with you.
Well, he's the reigning MVP, and he's been in a lot of State Farm commercials, so it should be on
the list. The State Farm commercials are the worst thing he's done in his career.
I don't think so. I think Danica Patrick is.
Wow.
All right, boys. So here's what
a weird argument we just had. God. Like, I feel like I'm just, like, adjusting in my seat. I can't get comfortable.
What happens on this top six pod?
Stays in the top. Not really. Share this podcast with everyone. But, yeah, that was weird.
That's right. All right. So, here's how we're going to settle this. Got cereal. Chad, you said there's more cereal in people's households than insurance.
Yeah. Oh, that's so stupid.
All right. So,
dude, I bet you. How many uninsured? Are we just talking about America? How many uninsured Americans are there right now?
I don't know. But
well, I bet you they've got some freaking Captain Crunch or something.
All right. So here's my argument to throw another one in the ring. What do you eat cereal with?
Milk.
Spoons.
And, a bowl.
what if you're sitting at your little bar there, and you pour yourself a bowl of cereal, and you sit down with your spoon and your bowl, and your wife walks by the fridge? What are you going to say to her? Are you going to say, "Got milk"?
I say, "Look at that ass."
So you're gonna need milk for that cereal. So that's why Got Milk should be number six. It's iconic. It's got celebrity endorsers, and it encourages the consumption of milk, which is very healthy.
Yeah. All right. You know what? If it's not like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, then Got Milk. I remember that as a kid. It is iconic. All lowercase, just the black and white ad design. Throw a celebrity on there, give them one of those mustaches, boom. So,
all right,
I'm good with that.
All right, it's settled. So we've got the top six ultimate ad slogans and jingles list. Number one, Kit Kat bar, give me a break. Number two, ba da ba ba ba, Mickey D's. Number three, Just Do It, Nike. Number four, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Number five, Getting Dirty, What Happens Here Stays Here, Las Vegas. And number six, Got Milk. You know, I think we can end this episode. I'd like to hear another rendition of the straw beer jingle that Jordy made for this episode.
Chad, can you bust out your guitar real quick?
No, it's not around me. Sorry. My bad.
Oh, shit. All right. I know.
You didn't want it earlier, though, so.
Oh, hey, stay tuned. I might have a couple voice messages after this with some jingles from the top, from the Port Allegheny Hunks.
And reach out on Twitter. CVB Media needs your help for sure with a slogan of their own.
That's right. Jordy, send us off, bud.
All right. If you're diabetic and want booze, look no further than straw beer. It's refreshing and so tasty. Look no further than straw beer. Even if you're not diabetic, and you want to just wet your whistle. Crack on open a straw beer and suck on it like a nipple. Straw beer by local.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks. Follow us on Twitter at Top Six Pod. Until next time, ba da ba ba ba, Top Six Pod.